That was Jackie and Wilson by Hozier, preceded by Day Tripper by the Beatles and Let's Dance by David Bowie. Again, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is The Lounge. I'm subbing for Danny today. My name is Zach. And I'm going to bring you into the next hour of The Lounge with some Clash. Right about now, here is Rock the Casbah.
I order. This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Thanks for that, Alec. And here is Fearless by Pink Floyd.
Thank you.
That was me bringing you Uptown with Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, followed by Fearless by Pink Floyd. I believe I may have said that. I don't know. My name is Zach. I'm filling in for Danny today for the lounge. And we've got about another 45 minutes here, or 35 minutes, I think. I'm looking at the clock. And we're going to go in with some more stuff, including some more Boston-based stuff. This is not one of them. This is Cake covering War Pigs.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. In the fields, the bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, stops turning as you hear the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling.
Put in something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
I want you to hold me. I want your arms. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Thanks, Obama. That was American Music by the Violent Femmes, and up next is Will Daly with Castle of Pretending, a good Boston boy.
Thank you.
That was Casey and the Sunshine Band with Boogie Shoes, followed by Sleater-Kinney's Bury Our Friends off the album No Cities to Love, and the OJs with Love Train. That was a very, very random set of songs, and the second that Sleater-Kinney came on, I kind of cringed at how different all of these songs were. But let's hope for some more meshing in these next few. You know, we've only got about 15 minutes left, and I think together we can pull this through. Here we go with You Might Think by The Cars.
The sun fell down, you kept it going.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Thanks for that, Alec. That was very helpful. I will never, ever wear fur again. I don't actually think that I've ever worn fur.
I'm wearing leather right now.
Is it real leather?
It is real leather. Feel.
That is real leather.
It's very soft.
Alec would not approve. But do you know who also wouldn't approve? Barack Hussein Obama.
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Thanks for that, Barack. I'm on a first-name basis with Barack Obama. Anyway, my name's been Zach. I have been Zach. Past tense. My name has been Zach. No, I've been Zach. This has been The Lounge. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I hope I didn't do too bad of a job. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and you're going to be listening to some automated tracks from now on. Good night.